It's Suicide Prevention Month, and to share some information about that, we have with us Dr. Caitlin Thompson, who is with the Department of Veterans Affairs Deputy Director in Suicide Prevention. She's here to talk about the power of one and how suicide prevention, how small everyday acts can play a pivotal role in improving a veteran's life. Good morning, Dr. Thompson. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your time with us today. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Bruce. Thanks so much for having me.
So talk about this kind of one person, one conversation, one act has an impact on a person. How does that work, really?
Sure. Yeah. So we're rolling out our Power of One campaign, and what it is that we know that reaching out to a veteran and have just one person reaching out and talking with somebody can change everything if a veteran is not doing well. And so we're really promoting the idea that you can reach out in so many different ways. It may be through a chat, it may be through a phone call, it may be through a text, and it just may be one person just asking, how are you doing? I'm concerned about you. So we're really reminded that we all have a very important role to play in suicide prevention.
I would think most of us would know a veteran. How do we know if that person is sort of at risk?
Sure. So there are a lot of warning signs when someone may be considering suicide. And so the things to watch out for are really significant changes in behavior or somebody's mood. For example, if someone is sleeping a lot more or less, or they're more quick to get angry, they may be more withdrawn from family members and friends and engaging in high-risk behaviors. One of the hallmarks, though, the thing to really watch out for is if somebody is talking about feeling hopeless, talking about the fact that loved ones might be better off without them.
We're talking today with Dr. Caitlin Thompson and discussing a new campaign and the importance of supporting veterans. Is it something that a person who is recently out of the military may have issues to deal with, or is it something that could go long term and come up later in their life?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great question, and it's an important one. What we're finding is that our youngest veterans, so those who are 28 to 29 years old, are at particular high risk for suicide. At the same time, our Vietnam veterans are also at high risk for suicide. Older adults in general tend to be at high risk. So those are folks who are 50 years old or older. At the same time, we always have to be careful of all of our veterans. But we do know that people who are going through transitions, whether it be relationship issues or divorce, job loss, and even the transition of leaving the military can be especially a high-risk time.
Now, there is a veterans crisis line. How is that utilized?
Yes, thank you so much for bringing that up. So the veterans crisis line is a line that's a 24/7, 365 days a year line where any veteran or family member or friend can call. We have trained responders that are standing by. Some of them are veterans themselves. Many are family members of veterans. And you would call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 to be connected to the veterans crisis line. We also have a texting service if you don't feel comfortable in picking up the phone, but you feel comfortable with texting, and you can text someone 24/7 at 838-255. And finally, we have a chat service, which is a one-to-one online chat service where a veteran can sit down in front of their computer at 3 in the morning and chat with one of our responders. And that website is at veteranscrisisline.net, N-E-T.
Are veterans at more risk for suicide than the general public? What kind of statistics do you have related to that? Do you know?
We do know that. So national suicide rates can be very difficult to establish, but what we have found is that about 22 veterans die a day by suicide. And of those folks in the general population, those who die by suicide, about 20% of folks who die by suicide are veterans. So we know that veterans do die by suicide more than the general population. At higher rates.
I see.
Is what I mean.
Sure.
20%.
And if you want to find out more, get more information about this, the power of one, also about just what the VA is doing, what's a good place for them? What's a resource for them?
So one of the resources is that same website that you can chat with somebody on, which is the veteranscrisisline.net. We also have suicide prevention coordinators around the country, and I know that in Cleveland we have Catherine Rotolo, who is our fantastic suicide prevention coordinator there. You can reach out to her. And also, I just wanted to let folks know that there's going to be a walk that's with NAMI, or the National Alliance on Mental Illness, on September 20th, which is to raise awareness and support community members affected by mental health issues.
Well, that sounds good, and I also like the whole thing about the power of one. You talk about one person, one conversation. Many times there's an act or some kind of a thing we say that we just take as sort of a everyday occurrence or happening, and somebody else has it turns their life around in some special way. So you never know what impact you can have on another person.
That's exactly right. So reaching out to folks and just asking how they're doing, it's so important.
Our guest today has been Dr. Caitlin Thompson. We appreciate your time. Again, it's the VA talking about the Suicide Prevention Month. And again, you can always veteranscrisisline.net. Dr. Thompson, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.